98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The holidays got brighter for 10 organizations throughout Northeast Wisconsin after Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority announced grants of over $400,000 to be given to emergency shelters, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. The grants are part of $2 million awarded statewide. 11 grants were awarded in Brown, Outagamie, and Winnebago counties to improve housing for the most vulnerable Wisconsin residents experiencing homelessness. See our story at WISS.FM for information on the grants and the organizations receiving them. The Manitowoc Police Department will have a new chief next year. After 3 decades at MPD, the last 10 years as police chief, Nick Raymer is retiring in early 2026. Assistant Police Chief John Musial II will take his place. Musial began his law enforcement career in 2009 with the Manitowoc PD and has been with the department since. About 1 million Wisconsin kids are on winter break. The holidays are supposed to be a jolly time, but when young people are already in crisis across the state, they can be especially vulnerable. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The latest data shows more than half of kids surveyed say they're dealing with anxiety, and a third have recently felt hopeless. In last year's Youth Risk Behavior Survey, 3 in 10 Wisconsin students reported they've experienced some sort of mental health challenge in the last year, and about 1 in 5 had considered suicide. Psychologist Megan Kanya says these symptoms don't always look like sadness. Sometimes they look like conflict.
All of a sudden, they go from being a really easygoing kid to all of a sudden, they are arguing, they're talking back, they're refusing to do schoolwork. There may be a lot of school avoidance or refusal. They may have stopped doing chores. They may be having trouble getting out of bed.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health began its work more than 10 years ago. And in that time, they've seen a 42% increase in depression among young people. Mental health professionals say disruption in routine, like over the holidays when there's no school, can exacerbate struggles. Providers often see seasonal spikes in anxiety and depression between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Kenya says how parents talk to kids and young adults about mental health issues really matters.
Our goal in treatment and even our goal in assessing it is never to call anxiety bad or negative. Anxiety is meant to keep us safe. There are still things that within our anxiety system or within that warning system that are effective and help motivate us.
She encourages families to help kids build what she calls distress tolerance, learning to stay grounded when emotions run high. And for anyone struggling, help is available 24/7 through the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can call or text 988. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin has a beef with Uber. Attorney General Josh Call has announced that Wisconsin will be joining a multi-state lawsuit against Uber Technologies and Uber USA over alleged deceptive practices. The lawsuit targets the company's Uber One subscription service, alleging that the company misled consumers on potential savings with a subscription, automatically charges customers who failed to cancel their free trial subscription, and charges customers before their billing date, including when their free trials had not yet ended. 22 states and various county law enforcement agencies have joined in this lawsuit against Uber. Governor Tony Evers has extended the energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin. Because of persistent challenges caused by pipeline disruption within the Midwestern pipeline distribution system, as well as high demand for residential heating fuel, this executive order will support the swift and efficient delivery of heating oil and propane throughout the state. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin's Office of Energy Innovation, multiple suppliers are still experiencing challenges with having to drive further distances to collect needed products. This emergency declaration extends the waiver of certain state and federal hours of service and adds a waiver to state weight limit restrictions. This will allow suppliers to get caught up from the pipeline and weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 16th. Avian influenza is still active in the nation and in Wisconsin. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed highly pathogenic avian influenza in 27 states, with 70 cases in poultry and 2 cases in livestock in 2 states, including Wisconsin. Officials in the state are testing milk samples at the farm level for the mandatory USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service National Milk Testing Strategy. While they decreased the frequency of testing by 50% in October, they'll now resume testing at 100% statewide. This means each farm will be tested approximately every month. DATCP encourages livestock and poultry farmers to remain vigilant and utilize enhanced biosecurity measures to protect their herds and flocks. The agency continues to work with state and federal partners, veterinarians, and producers to prevent the further spread of the HPAI H5N1 to Wisconsin dairy. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A reset for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers in meetings today, reviewing what went wrong in their 41-24 loss to the Ravens at Lambeau Field. I talked to Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we all got to look in the mirror. I mean, from the top down, coaches included, I think we got to look in the mirror and, you know, have a reality check on, you know, what we need to do to either give more or, you know, or to do more for this team. The things that we need to fix and go ahead and correct them.
The Packers and Vikings game has been moved to a noon start this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Milwaukee with a 112-103 win over the Bulls Saturday. It was Giannis' first game back from a calf injury, playing limited minutes.
We wanted to save minutes in the first half so we can have him 3 rotations in the second half. I mean, he obviously hated that. I think the second time we took him out, I thought he was going to go nuts. But it is what it is.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with blowing snow this morning. Conditions will gradually improve by later this afternoon, but today mostly cloudy this morning. Light snow will end. Wind will be northwest gusting to 40 or better. The wind will die down tonight. High today right around 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.